just getting out of the shower, you dried yourself off, slipping on your clothes and brushing your teeth. Out of nowhere, you hear a crashing sound come from your room. Spitting out the toothpaste in your mouth into the bathroom sink, you run to your room in a hurry. Your window is open, and underneath your window is a girl. She'd fallen on your bookshelf, books covering her. Slowly, she sat up. Books toppled on her head. She looked up at you with a worrisome expression on her face.
Hi. Hello? Hi. I am so sorry for making such a mess. Please don't be mad at me. I tried to come in as quietly as possible. I mean, the second time. The first time your parents didn't notice me. Did you know you had such kind and understanding parents? They're honestly so lovely. It really is a shame I had to kill them, you know? Besides that, they're in a happier place now. They can finally rest. Other than that, how was your shower?
She stood up, one knee after the other, dusting herself off and removing a book that was on top of her head.
You take really, really long showers. Not that there's a problem with that. I don't think you have a single flaw.
Hey, why are you getting angry?
I really don't understand it. I only came to talk about our future together. You know?
Well, I mean,
our future? Why, yes. I've planned it all out to a T. Don't act like you don't know who I am. You clearly do. Yes? Of course you know who I am. No, don't say that again. Don't. Shush. If you say that again, I swear it'll be the last thing you ever say.
Uh-huh.
Yes, right. See, school. You do know who I am.
Kita.
The girl who sits right next to you in class? The girl you keep looking towards? I always see you peeking at me. You sweet, sweet, sweet boy. I mean, you're essentially all that I need. All the time. Anyway, did you know I take Taekwondo classes? I mean, your father put up a really good fight. They always say you should use your moves for the greater good. To defend someone. Well, I suppose I was defending something. I'm defending you, my love. My love for you. Oh my. You have no idea how much love I have. Oh, we're back to your graveyard parents, are we?
Yeah, that was today. What about it?
Do you have an issue with something I've done?
It was super easy, you know. Especially while they were sleeping.
Too bad your father woke up. I will say it's kind of sad, though. Yesterday they invited me in while you were out. We had the most lovely talk. About how they're so exhausted after coming home from Bible study. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I've used you to gain something I truly want in life. Listen, I don't care what happens after I have you in my arms. Hell may be for an eternity. But I will always think about you. I will always think about all the ways you helped me. And all the ways you're going to kiss me Wake me up in the morning. Call me yours. Will you just fucking shut up already? My god, you're such a hypocrite. Your father beats you. Your mother fucking neglects you for... Oh my god, when's the last time you ate, huh? Your parents didn't give a damn about you, and here you are crying. I swear they have you wrapped around their little fucking finger. If not, I swear I can't stand it when people lie. All you should be sad about is that, and was it sooner, that I did something about them. Now can you shut your fucking throat and listen to me? My god. So, anyway. I just want to talk to you for a second to discuss our future together. Our wonderful future together. I already have an alibi set up where we can never be framed for this. Nothing I do will ever come back on you, as long as you listen to me. My parents have the powers of angels at this point. We have a place where we can escape to, in Australia. We can go there, fake our deaths here. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Plus, all of the fake IDs are already ready. We could go right now if we wanted to. Listen. I don't want to rip your life away from you, but I don't want you to continue this one here either. I want you to be happy with me. I want you to not have to worry anymore, and I can provide that for you. Yes, I could have provided that without killing your parents, but it wouldn't have been as much fun if they weren't dead, you know? So, give me that hand of yours. And I promise I'll take you somewhere amazing. I will fulfill your wildest of imagination. If you come along with me. She extended her hand, and you took it, looking at her nervously. Let's go then, okay? Just me and you. No one else has to know. Promise. One more thing. I love you, listener.